Weather adversities across the U.S. have been widespread in the past 24 hours, and we're going to see more of that over the next 2 days. The forecast is suggesting that there was some winter wheat damage done this morning out across the central and southwestern U.S. plains, where temperatures dropped down into the teens and 20s overnight. The damage may occur all the way down into parts of west-central Texas and includes a portion of southwestern Kansas, where lows this morning were in the teens. The whole reason for the cold air is a massive spring storm system that is very complex, that has produced already some significant precipitation from southeastern portions of South Dakota and a part of eastern Nebraska into Michigan. These areas have seen 1 to 2.5 inches of moisture in the last 24 hours, while there's been some impressive snow accumulations across South Dakota and north-central portions of Nebraska. Some of these areas have seen 16 to 20 inches of snow accumulation. And the sad thing is, it's going to snow additionally there today and overnight tonight into tomorrow, with another 6 to 10, maybe local 12-inch amounts possible in some locations. That snow is occurring in areas where calving is underway. That is creating some stress for the livestock there. Travel conditions are deplorable, and it looks like the moisture that's going to be gained from the melting snow eventually will turn out to be the only beneficial part of the whole experience. In the meantime, we did see temperatures in the southern plains contrast rather sharply with readings in the central plains yesterday afternoon. The temperatures in South Texas reached 108 degrees at Laredo, while it was only in the teens and 20s across the west-central portions of the plains, which was 40 degrees below normal for this time of the year. The cold will remain most potent in the plains, but we will expect to see some of the colder air to work its way into the heart of the Midwest, and that it will not be nearly as intense when it comes through the region. With that said, though, there will be a line of severe thunderstorms that will work its way across the heart of the Midwest as we go through the rest of the day today and overnight tonight. Some of the heavy rain that comes from the severe thunderstorms will likely produce some localized flooding with 1 to 2 inch amounts of moisture possible from Missouri into Michigan and parts of Ohio. The immediate Ohio River Valley will not likely see nearly as much precipitation as some of the other areas in the Midwest, with moisture totals of a half inch to an inch expected. Now, we will see a good chance for some hail and some damaging wind coming with some of the stronger thunderstorms as they move through the Midwest over the next day and a half, and we'll likely see some disruption to field work as well. Today will be the last day for corn planting in the lowermost Ohio River Basin, and we'll likely see the same be true for parts of the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and the southeastern states as well. Now, the rains that move through some of these southernmost areas will be brief, and tomorrow will be the only day that field work will not be able to proceed. We'll see a resumption of dry weather thereafter, and most of the Delta and the southeast will see alternating periods of rain and sunshine to support more field opportunities. We'll expect, though, the lower parts of the Midwest to still struggle with getting back into the fields because of an active weather pattern that is expected to prevail as we move on out through the 15th of the month and on into the 23rd. During that period of time, we'll likely see some waves of precipitation coming. There'll be some dry weather as well, but it'll also be somewhat on the cool side, limiting the amount of drying time. Temperatures this afternoon will contrast rather sharply across the Midwest, with readings varying from the 30s and 40s in the western Corn Belt to readings in the 70s and lower 80s in the east. We'll expect all the temperatures to turn a little bit more cool tomorrow, with readings in the east still reaching over 70 degrees in some locations, still in the 30s and 40s in some of the westernmost areas. But by the time we get into Friday afternoon, the highs will run from 30s and 40s northwest to the 50s and 60s to the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.